Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories. We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This first story was told by Fred Crawley in August 2013,
where the theme was planes, trains and automobiles.
A lot of the time I spent in the early relationship with my wife was at airports waiting for planes. She was from Atlanta, I'm from London, and we spent most of our time either in Atlanta or London for a week or 2 weeks at a time. And there was a lot of tearful goodbyes at airports and all that sort of thing. So it was lovely when we first had a chance to get on a plane together. That was the morning after our wedding about 3 years ago. We'd saved up and we were going to go to Costa Rica for a week. We had had a very stressful wedding. I don't know if any of you have had weddings, probably have, but there's a lot of faces appearing in front of you, wishing you well, and a lot of food that you haven't got any time to eat. So we'd sort of recovered from that. Everyone expects you to go and have a wild 8 hours after your wedding, but we just had a wild 8 hours of sleep because we were knackered. Woke up the next morning, went to the airport, decided to have a leisurely Mexican breakfast, which you can easily do in an American airport, before getting our plane to Costa Rica. And we were sitting there relaxing for the first time, as I'm starting to do now after 30 seconds up here. And then I realised that the ridiculously expensive higher shoes that I'd got for my wedding outfit were still in the hotel room. They were going to probably end up there and I'd be charged a huge amount of money for them. I started panicking about this, seeing who we could phone to get the shoes back. End up having a really tense, hushed argument with my wife in the Mexican restaurant. And that was when we realised we'd missed our plane. Things were off to a great start. Went to the American Airlines desk and did what any British person can do. It's almost like a superpower in America. If you want something that's impossible, just act like a horror-stricken Hugh Grant and you will get what you want, which was, in that case, a flight the next morning at 7 a.m. Unfortunately, our luggage had already fucked off to Costa Rica. We were left with just ourselves. So we had another hushed, tense argument in the airport, blaming each other for having missed the plane, and then said, right, OK, we have to have a plan. What are we going to do? We're going to go to the cheapest motel we can find. We're going to buy some swimming trunks and a swimming costume, and we're going to drink beers in a pool and then go and eat the cheapest meal we can get. We went to a Walgreens. It's a pharmacy, but you can buy swimming trunks there. America. So we did. And we went and we had a beer in the pool and realized we were having the time of our lives. So we walked around, and, you know, walking around an American airport is not easy because it's all made for cars. So dodging death, we thought, okay, just first restaurant we get to, we'll go and eat there. And it was something called, I don't know, Long John Botulism's horrible, grim, neon-lit seafood place. We thought, right, fine, we'll take a seat, eat whatever they've got. Oh, they've got 2-litre mugs of beer. This is looking up. So we had one of those, got a tin bucket of crab offal, which was fantastic, and started a conversation with a man next to us who was ancient and wrecked, and it all seemed quite sort of nautical and on point, you know, eating crab while talking to a grizzled old man who started telling us a sweet story. He was going to catch a flight the next morning and he was going to go and get engaged. And he was talking about this long and tumultuous relationship he'd had with the woman he had now decided to propose to. And he had, I was kind of pissed, but he had this great story about having lost the engagement ring and found it in some mud or something. It was entertaining at the time, but it was sweet. And he was saying, do you think I should do it? Do you think I should pop the question? And us, after having this hushed argument about the shoes and a hushed argument about whose fault it was that we missed the plane, unanimously said to him, yes, you should. It's a good idea. We felt good about that. The next day, we went to Costa Rica. We visited a sloth sanctuary. It was adorable. And you know what? I never, ever got charged for the shoes. So the moral of the story is, don't worry.
That was Fred Crawley, and now a story from his partner, Kerry Crawley.
Told at the same open mic night in Hackney.
I was an awkward child. I was never really been that popular or, you know, I wasn't really good looking when I was younger, anything like that. And in elementary school, I'm American as well, and so elementary school, about 9 years old, there was a girl called Chrissy Stewart who was my nemesis. She never missed a beat to humiliate me. All the time, I was just being constantly berated by her. And as a result, I had incredibly low self-esteem and was afraid to approach any of her and her clique. Because believe it or not, pre-puberty, there are still such a thing as mean girls. Also, another thing about America is we take school buses to and from school every day, and they're not these sort of sleek things that you have in London. These are basically metal boxes with wheels and no suspension, painted bright yellow. So my school every year had a fall festival, and you could go, and there were rides, and there were little carnival games where you could win prizes. And one of the prizes was a goldfish in a goldfish bowl. And obviously, Chrissy, being the amazing girl that she was, won one. And there was a shuttle bus, school bus, to and from everyone's homes to the school fall festival. So I was on the bus with her, and the cool kids sit in the back of the bus, and the nerdy kids, lame kids like me, sit in the very front. And these buses, the roads were sort of very bumpy. They have no suspension, and so she's sitting there proudly displaying her goldfish, and we hit a pothole, and two things happen simultaneously. I hear a scream, and I see a goldfish flopping at my feet. So I reach down, and I pick it up, and this is holding this sort of flopping, gasping creature in my hands, and I think there's a simile here. And I could, right now, kill this goldfish, and I would feel maybe vindicated for all of the agony that she's caused me in my 9 years of life. Instead, I went up to her, and I said, Chrissy, here's your goldfish. She put it back in the bowl, and as far as I know, the goldfish lived a long and prosperous life. I went on to be very successful in school, graduate from college, get a good job. Chrissy stayed in the same hometown where we grew up. And I remember a few years later, after graduating from college, you know, I had gotten a really good job. And I went back to my hometown during Christmas to visit. And just seeing her at home, you know, it gave me a kind of sick satisfaction that you get when you feel more successful than the people that made your lives miserable at some point. And we were a bit drunk at a party of some mutual friends and maybe a tiny bit stoned. And she comes up to me and she says, Kerry, do you remember that time? Do you remember the time on the school bus with the goldfish? And I said, yeah. Yeah, and at that moment, I thought for a second, I could gloat right now about how I'm successful and she's still stuck in the same hometown. But I said, yeah, I remember that, Chrissy. And she said, you know what? I thought that that was really cool of you. And I said, Chrissy, I think you're pretty cool too. And that's my story.
Thanks to Kerry and Fred Crawley for being our first ever married couple double episode. Spark London are teaming up with Radio Storytellers in the Dark
for a unique night of stories and short docs.
It will be at our regular Hackney open mic on the 9th of September.
Come up and share your story, and we'll play you a little audio cure from In the Dark's fantastic playlist.
That's Spark London versus In the Dark,
Monday 9th of September at the Hackney Attic.
Full details at sparklondon.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.